And last but not least, another deadly day in Iraq. Nearly 20 people have been killed in a fresh wave of bombings and shootings across the country. Prime Minister Nour al-Maliki has vowed to confront those behind the unrest.
The cabinet has unanimously agreed to stand as one to confront the crisis and to send their message of reassurance that all are in agreement on shouldering the responsibility in confronting the outlaws, regardless of the affiliation, sect or political party they belong to. We will chase down all the illegal militias and armed gangs that want to instigate a wave of societal fighting. As far as we are concerned, this constitutes a red line.
Maliki's comments come as his government has repeatedly announced that terrorists supported by some neighboring countries are seeking to create havoc. In one of Tuesday's attacks, a bomb left on a minibus killed at least seven people and injured dozens of others in Baghdad's populous district city of Sadr City. Elsewhere in northern Iraq, security forces clashed with gunmen during a security operation in the western part of Mosul, leaving seven people dead. Iraq has been hit by a wave of bloody unrest in recent months. Newly released figures show more than 1,200 people have been killed and many more wounded in less than 2 months. From Washington, I'm joined by Professor Nabil Michal. Welcome to the program, Professor. Professor, why do you think there's been an upsurge in terrorism and, of course, the killings in Iraq?
Because Iraq is a target, there are many extremist groups who would like to basically hurt Iraq from the heart, destabilize the country. It's a big challenge. Today, the press in America talked about it. It saddened me personally. But just let us put emotions away and let me utter this statement. Iraq needs a counter-terrorism strategy. You are facing basically a situation where there is occurrence of hit-and-run attacks in Shiite areas in the Anbar province, to some extent in the Nava. You have to scrutinize. You have what the police personnel always say in America, street combing. You have to put cameras. You have to put a toll-free number so people can dial and say, I saw this guy dropping some explosives. What actually strikes me is that there are no suicide attacks. And this means that the terrorists know these neighborhoods well. So they place either a roadside bomb or explosives, and then in a big crowd like a marketplace,
all right, Professor.
I mean, damage
but,
and
yes, but Professor, I mean, this calls into question the. Professor, mm-hmm. This calls into question the, I mean, how much do you evaluate the work of the security forces? Because according to some analysts, they too, the security forces, I mean, have been infiltrated by people who are sowing sedition.
Very good point. This could be true, but really nothing will be kept hidden for too long. Security forces are elite troops, especially in a country that is being reconstructed like Iraq. So what is good about a counter-terrorist strategy is that once you capture one of these people, get him to talk on TV screen. He will be revealing a lot of secrets, a lot of information, and you can use it in basically fighting and combating terrorism. Basically, you have to use technology. You have to use the human factor. Because these attacks are targeting neighbors.
Indeed.
So ask people whom you are suspicious of. Sure.
Yes, well, I'm sorry, we ran out of time here on the show. Many thanks to Professor Nabil Michal with George Washington University.